Recorded in the WGMU studios, The Megaphone is a weekly internet podcast about journalism, media, and the students active in the industry. And now, here is your host, Igor Stoyanov.
Welcome to The Megaphone, radio podcast show that inform you about students media, how it is to be a student journalist, how to motivate the students in becoming journalists, and how the media in the United States works. Today we have an interesting guest. Her name is Denanda Pramesti. She is a student, but also a student leader, young and successful journalist. Denanda Pramesti,
yes.
Thank you for being on my podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, we're going to speak about your engagement here at Student Media at George Mason University. You are writing for the Fourth Estate.
Yes.
And you're involved also as a member of at Society of Professional Journalists.
Yes.
What are your tasks there? What are you working?
So for the Fourth Estate, which is George Mason's student-run newspaper, I am the lifestyle editor. So I edit for the section of lifestyle. And lifestyle is movie, music, TV show, book reviews, festival reviews, restaurant reviews, anything that has to do with culture, that's for lifestyle. We also do like fashion and stuff like that.
And how is your texts, your articles going on the public? I mean, are they popular or something? Do you have any kind of feedback?
Yeah. So I guess last semester I wrote about the Asian representation in Hollywood, and someone commented about my article, and someone gave me feedback and criticism and say, hey, that's not really true and stuff. I was just only giving my opinion about what I see because I, as an Asian woman, I don't see a lot of Asians in Hollywood. So I wrote an article about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
And does professors give you a kind of feedbacks about your articles?
Not a lot of professors, mm-hmm. No. Mostly people in the comments section of our student newspaper website.
Okay, I'm asking this question very often,
sure.
But this is my goal in the United States, to find out how and why students are motivated to do what they do.
Okay.
So why you personally doing this? What motivates you?
What motivates me to do journalism,
yeah,
is I've always been interested in telling other people's stories ever since I joined broadcast journalism and yearbook in high school. I've always really want to hear what people say. I've always been social and talkative. I've always really want to know what their point of view in any situation, in any political I've always wanted to know their political views and their stories, where they come from. And I've always been a people person, so I thought that this major was right for me.
Mm-hmm. And who motivated you the most in the past years? I mean, the professors, the instructors, the advisors in student,
mm-hmm,
media. And how they motivate you?
The friends that I've made in student media definitely motivates me, because I see a lot of stuff that they're doing are amazing, and what they do is great. Some of my friends have had internships and jobs in the media companies, and that really motivates me. And also professional journalists, actual journalists, they also motivate me. Let's see, who motivates me as a journalist?
Yeah, you have professional journalists coming on Fourth Estate meetings, right?
No, we don't have professional journalists coming in Fourth Estate meetings, but we do have journalists coming in for SPJ meetings.
For SPJ,
yeah.
Yeah. They're having some lectures or something?
Yes, so SPJ, we have guest speakers, people from New York Times, Washington Post, Politico, and they tell us about what their job is like and how journalism is like out there and the tips that we need to do to become like an ethical journalist. So yeah, definitely the journalists I follow and our guest speakers from SPJ, they do motivate me because it's what I want to do. So, mm-hmm.
What is that you think that needs to be improved at student media or at journalism studies? Is there anything that you might think that needs improvement?
Like in Mason specifically, yeah, or
in student media, where are you involved?
Some improvements can be made by. That's really hard. That is a hard question, because I do like a lot of the stuff that we're doing, but also some people are not as dedicated, mm-hmm. and I understand why, because you know they have a lot of other stuff going on. They have classes and stuff, but I also want people to be dedicated in writing for Fourth Estate or joining student media, because if we have a lot of dedicated people, then student media is better, progresses. But we do have a lot of dedicated people in student media, but we also have like people who are like in and out, who are like, you know, half there and half not. So either I'm the type of person who that's like you're all in or all out. So,
So since you're not just a student, you're also mm-hmm. a student leader. Can you share with me some
sure.
tools how you are motivating your friends, your colleagues, your students to get involved in Fourth Estate or in SPJ?
So for Fourth Estate, what I usually do is, when a student is interested in being a writer, I invite them to our Friday meetings, so they will know what our Friday meetings are like and how Fourth Estate works. So I always invite them to our Friday meetings. And if they have any ideas, they are always welcome to give us ideas for stories and stuff. So that's one way that I get people to come join Fourth Estate. And for SPJ...
And how Fourth Estate works? I mean, it is student-run?
All
the meetings are student-run?
Yes, Fourth Estate is student-run. I believe all of student media is student-run. Mm-hmm. So, of course, we have mentors and, teachers there that help us out. But a lot of our work is by students and run by students. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As I saw in the newspaper, mm-hmm. I've read some of your articles.
Thank you.
Your they are interesting, and you're writing about some kind of sensitive topics, right?
Yeah.
Can you share with me some bad experience because of something you have wrote?
Yeah, so I wrote about, there was this speaker who was a West Papuan refugee. He came to George Mason to speak about his experience for a student organization. And I just said to myself, oh, this seems really interesting. I should probably drop by and listen to what he has to say. And so I don't want to like bash my country my family's from, which is Indonesia, which is a great place to be. It's a good country. So there was some conflict between West Papua and Indonesia because of colonization stuff and military occupation. And I wrote about that in the article because this West Papuan refugee came to Mason to talk about his experience about being a refugee, and he fled West Papua because he said the conditions are bad there. And so I just heard his story and interviewed him for a couple minutes, and also interviewed the faculty advisor for the organization that he spoke with. And it was really interesting. I wrote the article, and then the Indonesian embassy contacted me and was like, hey, do you want to come into the embassy so we could talk about your article? And I was like, oh God, I am in deep trouble. So basically I just said some unsavory stuff in my article. I did do my research. I should have probably gotten the Indonesian side, you know, so there's two sides of the story, so I won't be biased. And they told me that. They said, the people who work in the embassy said that I should have gone two sides. I should have come talk to them. But it's okay because it was an educational experience. It was a learning opportunity for me to become better in being unbiased as a student journalist and for my future. So they just told me, like, next time, get two sides of the story. Come talk to us or come talk to the other side. Even if you've done your research, you know, there still needs more research to do. And I was like, okay, I understand. So I did take responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. How this influenced to you? I mean, is this demotivating you or motivating
you? No, not at all. It actually motivated me to become a better journalist, to see two sides of a story, to be unbiased as possible, to be objective in my view. Mm-hmm. So it definitely motivated me more to become a better journalist. Yeah.
So I'm sure that this experience in student media gives you an opportunity to be unbiased as possible, because you said to me that you have been on internship in other media, right?
Yes.
So can you make any difference between student media and other just mainstream media in US?
Yeah. So
in the sense of biasness or
fairness? This summer, I interned at WUSA9, which is Channel 9 News in Washington, D.C. And so we did a lot of stuff. We did a lot of stories that covers the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And in terms of, like, biasness and unbiasedness, I think student media and WUSA9 have a lot of similarities in that they want to get the right story. So I don't think that there are a lot of differences. The only difference is that obviously WUSA9 has more professional journalists. There's more older people there who is more experienced, whereas George Mason is student run. And but in terms of, like, unbiasedness, I don't think there's really any difference. We try to get accurate stories as possible. So,
what have you learned at student media, and how this can help you in your future career?
What I've learned in student media is time management. So, since I'm in two groups, SPJ and the Fourth Estate, there's a lot of things going on, and I really needed to take my time wisely. So I write everything down now. I write everything on my calendar. And whoever I need to interview for an article, I write that down too. And I email people. And I think that'll help me in the future, because time management is everything when it comes to journalism and media, because we have deadlines, obviously. So,
yeah, we are talking about sensitive topics and something that you have wrote on. Do other students are interested to write on these kind of topics, or they want to write only on the soft ones?
Yes, I think during this political climate, a lot of students want to write about sensitive topics. We just had an article about DACA being rescinded by Trump. In this issue of For the State, and students really like reading that because it's a hot topic. It's what's going on right now, and this presidency has just been really crazy with, like, everything going on, but basically nothing getting done at the same time. So a lot of students have a lot of opinions about this presidency because it's so, like, it gets people riled up. It gets people fired up. So I think a lot of students are really passionate about writing about sensitive topics.
Since you mentioned this presidency, do you, as a student, as a young journalist, feel more free in these times, or what do you think?
Ooh, I think we are more passionate about what we want to write about.
And why is that?
Because there's a lot of things that this presidency is taking away the rights of people. So journalists are passionate about getting more stories out there. And a lot of stuff is also going on with the United States and other countries. So a lot of journalists are also passionate about that. But also, there's a lot... That's a really hard question. I think
there's no impact on the freedom? What do you think?
I think there's... There is in terms of freedom of the press, mm-hmm. because
they're more free now.
I don't think so. I think I think that there is the freedom is the same, but the presidency is attacking the media. So we have to be more careful about what we say. But then again, there are a lot of journalists out there who are heavily criticizing the president because of his actions, but that's what I like, because it's passionate. Like, it's there's a lot of passion these days about criticizing the presidency. But there's also a lot of blowback about the media, and there's a lot of criticisms about the media, mostly coming from our president, because our president doesn't like the media. So, yeah.
And what do you think? Can that be, like, demotivating for the students, or that's, like, another motivation for them to work even harder, maybe?
I think it's another motivation for us to work harder to get accurate stories out there. So, yeah.
So the criticism is good, right?
I think so.
Okay. Can you make any, since you're in the two organization, yeah. Fourth Estate and SPJ, can you make any comparison between your engagement there and in Society of Professional Journalists? What are the differences and similarities in the both organizations?
So the similarities are that we are both student run. We both want to progress as in the future as better journalists. Society of Professional Journalists and the Fourth Estate makes us become better journalists. But the differences is that for Society of Professional Journalists, or SPJ, is that we don't really have to write. We have to listen more. We get to go out and experience and go on trips and talk, network with more people. Whereas the Fourth Estate, we cover and write about news that's going on in our area. And we write more, and we don't really get to network more, but we do get our stories out there. So there are subtle differences, mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, for the end of this interview, mm-hmm. How do you see yourself in the future? Do you want to work as a journalist, and what type of journalist?
Yes, I would love to work as a journalist. I would love to work as in digital media, so everything that goes online. I would like to work like in online journalism, basically. I think after I had my internship at WUSA9 this summer, I've realized that I really like digital media. So I would like to work in digital media, probably covering foreign affairs. So, yeah.
Why is that? Why foreign affairs?
I really like how other countries work, their governments and stuff. And I'm a global affairs minor, so yeah.
Okay, Dananda, thank you for
thank
your
you
time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
That was the interview with Dananda Pramesti. Thank you for listening. Listen to all of the episodes at the WGMU's website. My name is Igor Stoyanov. Thank you for listening.